Democratic Party has been taken over by lunatics. It's official now. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC, 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222, talking about, well, listen, Trump, this entire Comey firing has, you know, when you buy catnip, you get the little, I don't know, you know, I don't have a cat, I'm not a cat person, but apparently, I know this from having observed it once or twice in my life, you get the little stick with the catnip thingy on the end of it, or I don't know, maybe it's just like a feather, you don't even have to put the catnip on it, and you dangle it in front of the cat, you just put it out there and wave it, and the cat becomes incensed. In fact, the cat gets crazy eye. And dogs don't do that. This is why I'm a dog guy. Well, a cat goes crazy, you know, and begins to just jump around excitedly, and you have total control of the cat at this point. Also, I am told it works with a laser. Get a laser pointer. Because that is essentially what is going on here. There is no better example of this than what happened on Colbert earlier. I know, look, it's all over the news. This morning I wake up and I get a link sent to me by a friend. I don't watch Colbert anymore. He used to be funny. He used to be a funny guy. I mean, it was hilarious. He'd do those interviews where he'd sit down with people and it was great stuff. It was great TV. But he is an example of one of the cats that you've now have pointed a laser pointer, you've thrown him something with catnip, and he's got crazy eye. He is so delusional about in his hatred for Trump and all things Trump that it colors everything that he does. But here's the problem. His audience doesn't follow him on this. Because you see, in the world of Trump hate, it's the landscape is always shifting. And as I told you yesterday, when the news broke, you know, when Comey got the, there's a messenger, you know, Trump sent a messenger. You know what he should have done is sent a singing telegram via Sean Spicer. That I think would have been just really, if they're going to criticize, so he sent him. Didn't do that. He sent a messenger guy, I don't know, on a bike or on a scooter. Maybe it was a Vespa. Probably not. But whatever it was, by messenger, sends it over to FBI headquarters, a letter. And in the letter, Trump fires Comey. And Comey doesn't find out about it, of course, until he's, you know, watching the news here in L.A., of all places. And at any rate, so this news breaks yesterday, right? This letter gets out. And immediately, Colbert is taping his show. It'd be about 5 o'clock East Coast time. So he's taping his show, and he gets up. And I don't know. Do they, when they tape the show, do they like to give away that they're taping? Do they actually give that away in the show? You know, most of these late night shows, they all tape in the afternoon. And the only time you really realize that they're taping is when they go outside to do some driving thing or whatever, and it's daylight. Anyway, I digress. So at any rate, he tips his hat to the fact that they're taping it, that it's not live later in the evening, by saying the news just broke 5 minutes ago. And Trump, you know, Trump has just fired FBI Director James Comey. Well, Colbert was expecting that the audience react because, of course, when you Colbert's on this, so the natural thing for a Colbert audience to do is to react enthusiastically to whatever Trump hate is being put out by the host in the moment. And it's some Comedy Central night. So, of course, it's a very friendly audience. You know, this there's some young people and we got millennials, among others. So. Yeah, Colbert goes out there and says, "I'm going to lay this out. I'm going to get some boos for this Trump, you know, fascist move where he's deposing his own FBI director in the midst of a very serious investigation into collusion between Putin and Trump. You want to hear the clip? Here's the actual clip. And I just listen to what the audience reaction is, because it is not what Colbert expected.
Huge story that broke just minutes ago, like less than 10 minutes ago. FBI Director James Comey has just been fired by Donald Trump. Huge Donald Trump fans here tonight.
No. No, Colbert. They're not Donald Trump fans. They're huge Colbert fans. They're huge anti-Trumpists. These are... You just didn't point the laser pointer in the right direction. Kitty got no catnip. Well, are they... It was a bad batch of catnip. Look, forgive the extended metaphor. I'm having fun with this because it's all I can do. Friends, this is it. This has left planet Earth. They didn't know how to react, because as of 5:05 Eastern Time yesterday, the Democratic talking point was Comey bad, because he sunk Hillary's chances for the presidency. And you know this is true. Look, this is true because this is what you were hearing for months now. That's all we've been hearing. Exactly. The only post-mortem that the Democratic Party has had with itself following the disaster of an election in 2016 is what? What happened? Well, the Russians interfered. Okay, we got that. Then there was that Comey guy, you know, that horrible FBI guy who got up there and held a press conference July the 5th, and he laid out an entire case against Mrs. Clinton and then said, I'm not going to prosecute. And if that was all he had done, well, that would have been okay. But no siree, Bob, he didn't leave it at that, did he? No. He showed up, but it was 2 weeks before the election, and said, oh, we just found more emails because, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Wiener shared a laptop, which was being used to talk to underage bimbos. And on that laptop, a bunch of new emails. All right. You know the story, but that's been the narrative, is my point. And the minions have all been programmed to parrot this. This reminds me of the story of when we went to Hawaii. And we were in some sort of a botanical garden, and they had parrots there. Did I tell you the story about my dad? My dad successfully taught one of the parrots to say hope and change. So the parrot began repeating, hope and change, hope and change. My dad is a very patient man. That's it. These parrots were programmed to say something, to stick to the script. And then you heard it. You heard that cheering because they knew the visceral reaction, right? The initial reaction from every liberal, every dedicated anti-Trump liberal and leftist was Comey getting the can, getting the boot was good news. You want to know the reaction of Trumpists out there? See, I got to do some outreach to our friends on the left. I want to give you a little bit of insight into where Trump supporters are on this. Because last time I checked, Trump won the election. Whatever you think the external reasons are, because he had enough of people, of his supporters, come out and vote for him, right? He garnered enough votes in enough states to lock up the election. Can we agree on that? Okay. So the whole thing, the whole play here for how the next 4 years look like, or the election in 4 years looks like, is going to wholly depend on Trump and his base. I keep telling you this because it's the most important part of this entire argument, of this entire situation. That's, in other words, that's the big picture. And Comey's firing is draining the swamp. That is exactly how it's perceived. Comey's this guy who now is perceived to be not a lawman, not a law enforcement officer, not America's top cop, but a giant political dunce. He is literally the guy sitting at the top of the FBI wearing a pointy red hat, looking like a total idiot. Hey, you disagree. Okay, I'll give you an example. Let's say you were being investigated for some BS thing you didn't do. Do you think it's common practice for a police officer or any police investigative agency? Because that's what the FBI is at the end of the day. They are an investigative agency. Do you think that the top police officer in your town, it could be Los Angeles or even Santa Monica. Cop gets up there, the police department gets up there and says, we have thoroughly investigated John Doe. It's a fictitious person. John Doe. But they would say his name. And here are all the crimes that he did not commit. Or here are all the things, bad things that he did. But by the way, he's not, you know, we're not going to charge him with any crime. I mean, I'm a lawyer. I can tell you right now, unequivocally, that is not common practice. That is not how police departments operate. That's nuts. It's crazy. It's totally inappropriate. Now, I will admit freely to you, because I'm okay. I'm comfortable in my own skin. When he came out and laid out all those things about Hillary, I delighted in it. But explain to me. Explain to me why he did not prosecute. And do not, it's not about the intent. There are two, I've gone over this in detail. There are two statutes. One needs, one requires intent, the other one doesn't. The intent to, the decision to not prosecute that Comey took onto him, on himself was 100% political. By the way, isn't this the same FBI that didn't even look into anything going on with the IRS targeting conservative groups? Can we talk about that? Where was Maxine Waters and this cabal of shrill, hysterical leftists when political groups were being targeted by the IRS because they were espousing an ideology that was contrary to what the president of the United States and the party in power wanted and was all about? This isn't some like conspiracy theory. This is Lois Lerner at the IRS. Remember that broad? You know, and then what did they do? I mean, the FBI, I think, didn't they destroy her hard drive? I mean, that's what happened. The FBI took her hard drive and they destroyed it. Or no, it was, well, anyway, they were allowed to destroy their hard drives. Got away with it scot-free. I'm blown. This is why I am loving this. Because the people that voted Trump in wanted disruption. They wanted disruption. So where are we at with this? Well, I have reactions for you from the best of the best, of course, is Maxine Waters. And this you've got to remember, Maxine Waters, she was the congresswoman who ended a press conference abruptly when Comey came out and had dropped the latest salvo on Hillary Clinton during the campaign. This is Maxine Waters. Her reaction was, I have no confidence. I have no confidence in this FBI director. None. And now she's back. So I'm gonna run through this in a minute. You're gonna love. And it actually, in a rare show of journalism, she's getting a third degree at no other place than MSNBC, which is nothing short of crazy. But to the Republicans, this is very important, okay, to the Republicans, John McCain, we know you're nuts, but to the moderates, to the people that are a little more conservative and are a little more grounded, like Jeff Flake from Arizona and Ben Sasse, you've got to understand, you guys are Republicans. Republicans like what Trump did. They're okay with him draining the swamp. That was his mandate. Comey represents the swamp. He is one of the swamp things. He's dipped in scandal, dipped in controversy. He's the one who messed this whole thing up just top to bottom. He's a political guy, political actor, making moves to be seen and to be heard and to be important in a position that requires none of those things. Okay? So don't get lost in all this. All right, be back right after this.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
Well, 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 Maxine Waters, our favorite local congresswoman and famous poverty pimp, is back at it again with a lot of Trump hate. Now, she's sort of she's become kind of the darling of the anti-Trump establishment or cabal or revolution. I think she'd call it a revolution. But anyway, NBC's Peter Alexander had her on MSNBC and was asking her about the Comey firing. Now, Waters, of course, I reminded you right before the break that Waters was the congresswoman who walked out of a press conference when she was asked about Comey in the lead up to the November election and said something to the effect, I've got no confidence in this guy whatsoever. And then, you know, did a mic drop and left, you know, left the podium. Just a little refresher on that. But here is Peter Alexander, NBC News, on MSNBC earlier today asking Ms. Waters about the Comey firing. And here's what he says. And listen to her response.
You obviously have been very critical of James Comey in the past. You said that he had no credibility. I assume that you support the president's decision then to fire his FBI director.
No, I do not necessarily support the president's decision. If the president had not gone all over the country praising him about the way he handled Hillary and the emails, if the president had not said he had confidence in him, if the president had not said he was a part of his team.
But Congresswoman, I understand that in the past he was praising him, but if you said that FBI Director James Comey had no credibility, wouldn't you support the fact that the president, President Trump made the decision to get rid of him?
No, not necessarily. And let me tell you why. You have an investigation going on where the president is implicated. And this is a serious investigation. I've been trying to get people to focus on this connection with the Kremlin and with Putin. I have a resolution that I introduced in February. I think there's enough there that we know about the Kremlin and about Putin to be concerned about whether or not there was collusion. I believe that they should have to connect the dots and get the facts, because I think it will lead to the impeachment of this president.
My only hope is that the congressional health care plan, which, by the way, is not the same plan that Obama gave the rest of us peons, you know, they've got their own special Cadillac plan, covers enough ADD medication to keep Congress focused on this total BS, nothing burger investigation into Trump and Russia collusion. First observation. Second observation, Maxine Waters is totally bona fide unhinged. You understand how she's tacking all over the place, right? I mean, this is the lady that at one point says that Comey's got no credibility and he's got to go. Hit the road, Jack. You know, that whole bit. And now all of a sudden she's singing his swan song aria. This is not a James Brown reference. And I'll tell you, this evolves even further because in a rare fit of journalistic integrity, MSNBC, okay, and And Peter Alexander here, he continues, he presses her on it. And this is what he continues. This is what he says.
So, Congresswoman, respecting that, to be clear, you believe it would have been better to keep in place an FBI director who you said had no credibility to oversee this investigation than to find someone who you think would be a better choice.
Zing.
No, but I believe the president thought that. Don't forget, you're talking about what some Democrats said, what I said, but don't forget, he was the president. The president supported him. He had confidence in him. It was his, within his power. And
but you
his
said he had no credibility, so it would seem to make sense that you should get rid of him.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no.
Under investigation, this president basically has interfered with an investigation where he may be implicated. That's outrageous, and that's why we're having so much of a conversation about it today. Everybody is talking about it because this is highly unusual.
Folks, it's the cat with the laser pointer, okay? Jumping left, right, up and down. You know, I just hope John Wolfe doesn't dip it in any meat sauce. That's all I'm going to say. Speaking of John Wolfe, he's up next with the news.
KABC News live and local at 7:30. No meat sauce. I'm John Wolfe.
Talk radio, talk radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC. And yes, we are live, as per usual, from our hidden studio, deep behind the orange curtain. 800-222-5222 is the number for the program. Also, as you know, my email address, sam@samnation.com. Responding to an email here about giving Maxine Waters a break, that she doesn't deserve this punishment. No, not going to do it. In fact, I haven't even gotten to the best part. I was playing a clips of an interview from earlier today on MSNBC, of all places, where Maxine Waters was being interviewed by Peter Alexander. And Alexander basically says to her, hey, now look, just to be clear, you believe it would have been better to keep in place an FBI director who you said had no credibility to oversee this investigation than to find someone who you think would be a better choice? She goes, no, I don't. But it's all about what the president thought. It's the president. He's lost in some sort of odd dead-end logic that I didn't quite follow. So then, where does your mind naturally go with this, right? If Maxine Waters is saying, well, yeah, I said he had no credibility, but now it's all because of Trump and the investigation and where it would be. So, you know the next place where my mind went? What if Hillary was president? What then? Does the calculus change? Because this is, and that's how it would be, right? I mean, what would Hillary, what was the appropriate thing? What should Hillary have done on, you know, day three in office? Well, Alexandra asks it, and here's the exchange.
The bottom line is that you think an FBI director without credibility would have been best served in this position to try to pursue this investigation.
I think if the president, had fired him when he first came in, he would not have to be in a position now where he's trying to make up a story.
Understood.
About why. It does not meet the smell test.
Understood. So if Hillary Clinton had won the White House, would you have recommended that she fire FBI Director James Comey?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. If she had won the White House, I believe that given what he did to her and what he tried to do, she should have fired him. Yes.
So she should have fired him, but he shouldn't have fired him. This is why I'm confused.
No, you're not confused. If the president is implicated in an investigation, the president of the United States, who has a history of firing people who get close to, you know, him and his allies, like Flynn and like Miss Yates, he will fire them if he believes somehow they're getting too close to him in these investigations.
Now, you're bona fide crazy, okay? You want to know who has no credibility? You, Ms. Waters, you're absolutely nuts. Let me redirect that laser pointer, okay? Shall we? Well, let me, this, her words here. Well, let me tell you something. If she, meaning Hillary Clinton, had won the White House, I believe that given what he did to her and what he tried to do, what did he try to do exactly? Did he try to, investigate her? Is that what Comey tried to do? Because I think that's really what happened, right? At the crux and the distilled nugget left at the end of that whole deal, Comey was investigating Hillary for potentially violating a federal law. And so she says, yeah, after what he tried to do to her, yeah, she should have fired him. You know, I believe in, maybe I'm silly and old-fashioned. I just believe that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Isn't that the golden rule? Or is that the golden goose? I don't know which one it is. But I'll tell you this. I know. I trample every metaphor that gets in my way. That much I can tell you. Well, did anyone think that the guy who started The Apprentice was not gonna fire people? What planet are you on? Holster that laser pointer. It's time for a reality check. All right, Sam Rejofsky, back right after this.
Talk radio. 790 KABC.
All right, Sam Rejofsky, we are back talking about, this Comey firing and all the crazy libs out there who are sounding off about it. Now, I've got John from Dana Point, Orange County, a local yokel, if you will. John, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Right in my backyard, my friend. How's it going?
It's going good. This assumption that Hillary would have fired Comey is nonsense. She was under investigation for this bogus claim about her emails. You know, we should be more concerned about people that hack into our servers and then post emails online for the world to see. That's against the law. Why aren't the Republicans worried about who's leaking all those emails? Hillary's hacking her server.
They
She's
are. Oh my gosh!
She wouldn't have fired Comey.
I'll tell you. I'll answer it, John. I just got to get in and get out here real quick. Got moving on a fast clock. Let me tell you. First part of the thing. Well, the Republicans are. I mean, that's all I'm hearing from the Senate and from the House are these investigations. I mean, we're talking about the FBI here and the investigation to Trump and these. And the Russian hacking and the interference and everything. Don't forget, there's a Senate investigation going on. There's a House investigation going on. When you say the Republicans aren't into it, last time I checked, who controls the Senate and who controls the House? And the other thing is, I'm not really interested on what Hillary would have, could have, would have, should have done. That's not the issue. The issue is the stunning hypocrisy of these crazy liberals that are, the Maxine Waters types and that are out there spouting off about this and actually defending a hypothetical firing that Hillary Clinton would do. That was, by the way, even the way she posits that answer that I played in the last segment, clearly Maxine Waters would have been okay with Hillary Clinton firing Comey in retaliation for his investigation into her own scandal. Unacceptable, and you know it. Thanks for calling in, John. Appreciate it. Now, there's also a press reaction to all of this. The Washington Post right now, lately, has been the publication with the most amount of nonsense. And I have to subscribe to all these papers. I can't be a conscientious objector like I once was. Before the program, if I didn't like something, I'd just say, that's it. I'm not subscribing to it anymore. But I'm forced to subscribe. And every time the charge comes up from the Washington Post, I get sick to my stomach. But anyway, I digress. You know it's bad. You know it's bad, by the way. Washington Post, you're so far out in the left field in this anti-Trump vitriol. when Tom Brokaw has to balance you out. On Andrea Mitchell, again, and NBC, this is Tom Brokaw, you know, talking about these crazy comparisons of Trump to Nixon and this Comey firing to Watergate. Have a listen.
Andrea, one of the things that I learned during Watergate, and I was there, as you say, on the front lines, is that we dealt with it every day on a factual basis. There's not a lot of speculation. Now, of course, the media landscape has changed a lot, and we have that going on 24/7. I do think, however, that all of us as reporters, wherever we are in New York or in Washington or across the country, have to take a deep breath and say, let's deal with the facts as we know them at this point, because Watergate was a criminal enterprise run out of the Oval Office of the White House. At the time of the Saturday Night Massacre, some of the president's very top aides were on their way to federal prison, and burglars had been paid off out of the White House. So there's a big difference between that and what we're dealing with now.
Yeah. How about that? We got to take a deep breath and deal with the facts as we know them at this point. Because Watergate was a criminal enterprise run out of the White House. And what, you know, here we have, there's no evidence and no facts at all to date. You heard Comey's testimony on the Hill. Any facts that tie Trump into this? No, none. And you got to love, by the way, when Trump in that firing letter, the letter to Comey, when he drops it, you've three times told me that I am not in any way in trouble. It's beautiful. It's a poke in the eye. Everybody's analyzing it. Everybody's fussing about it. It's classic Trump, and it's beautiful, and I love it. All right, we had a great press conference today. I want to share a clip out of it when we come back right after this.
Talk radio.
790 KABC.
Headline today, sources claim that the Trump probe, the Russia probe, was expanding in the days and weeks leading up to Comey's ouster. Let me translate that for you real quick, okay? Comey had some loyal, these are Comey loyalists, right? These are people who didn't want to see him go. You've heard the news stories about them. They were crying in the hallways of FBI headquarters. Could we call them Comey homies? Could we do that? Anyway, these are the sources that are coming out with this kind of nonsense. And of course, they're doing this to throw water on this whole deal and wanting to make hay of it. So anyway. Beware of rogue Comey homies. Now, you know who was in the hot seat today at the White House in the press briefing room. It was not Sean Spicer. Instead, in his place was Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Now, I want to play for you this quick exchange because it had to do with the whole Comey firing deal. So, you know, by the way, the reporters came in ready for blood. Do we have who was asking the question? Who was asked? We don't. We'll figure it out for you. But here's a reporter asking a question, and you'll hear Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is the deputy press secretary, right? She works under Sean Spicer, and she's the one handling today's presser. And just listen to this exchange.
Until you said from the podium just now that the president lost confidence in him over the last weeks and months, we had thought that this was all Rosenstein's doing. When was it that, and I have a follow-up, when was it that the president lost confidence in James Comey? What was the tipping point?
I think
point?
It's been an erosion of confidence. I think that Director Comey has shown over the last several months and frankly the last year a lot of missteps and mistakes. And certainly I think that as you've seen from many of the comments from Democrat members, including Senator Schumer, they didn't think he should be there. They thought he should be gone. Frankly, I think it's startling that Democrats aren't celebrating this since they've been calling for it for so long.
You know what I think? By the way, that was exceptional, right? I mean, that was an exceptional answer. It was calm under fire. I wish you could see her. With the exception of the fact that she's built somewhat like her father, I think her presence up there is just so good. And as a lawyer, I have to tell you something about Sean Spicer. He's terrible, even the way he dresses. So when I told you that we would be discussing the new White House Apprentice program and learning who was going to come and go, you know what? Next up, Sean Spicer. Put him on the chopping block. Get rid of him. He's terrible. He sucks, okay? He smells bad, as Maxine Waters would say. And put Sarah Huckabee Sanders in his place. She rocks. You know who else rocks and isn't going to embarrass you and stutter and wear funny clothes when he's in court representing you? None other than sweet James Burgner, the attorney we trust on this program, to represent you in the event of an injury, an accident, anything like that where you need representation, call him. He's the guy. And the reason being, look, we know, you've heard me say this so many times, you do not, under any circumstances, talk to the insurance company, to the other side, to the guy that did whatever happened to you. You don't want to talk to that party. None of that. Just call Sweet James. 24/7, free consultation, no recovery, no fee. 800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021. Or visit his website, sweetjames.com. All right, we're out of time. Gosh, this hour just blows right by. I need 3 hours. I do. Anyone listening over there? Talk to you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Sam Rogowski, over and out.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig. Chop, chop, it says I'm gonna win big. Choose not to life of imitation. Distant us into the reservation.
Say, what is this?
You know what it is. 790, 790, 790, 790.
KABC.